Welcome to Courtside, everyone, a discussion of the legal issues not involving Donald Trump, at least for now. Reminder that I've moved to a once-a-week format because the legal cray-cray has slowed down. Isn't it nice to breathe, turn on the TV, and not have to fear the destruction of the Republic and the rule of law? I mean, my milk and cookies with you that I fed you for 70 days and 70 nights just quite aren't as needed anymore. But I still miss ya, and I can't quite quit ya. I may pick up the pace in the future. As you know, impeachment will arrive in the U.S. Senate tomorrow, and I'll cover it live for MSNBC at 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern. And the trial's going to begin on February 8th, and I'll cover that a bit too. But for today, I wanted to do a deep dive on the executive orders that President Biden has issued. So first of all, what is an executive order? It's a statement by the president about the policy of the president. It's not a law. It's just the president speaking for the executive branch. But it turns out that's most of what Donald Trump did. On those rare days that he wasn't playing golf, he wasn't exactly like rolling up his sleeves and working with Congress. No, he was doing a lot of this crazy stuff on his own. So he had, for example, Stephen Miller, that 30-year-old wannabe David Duke guy, write the executive order on the Muslim ban. And that was in his first week. And man, it showed. So today I want to cover six Biden executive orders. The president has done a lot more than six since January 20th, including, of course, the Muslim ban, which we talked about last week and reversing that. But I'm going to focus on six. So the first one is DACA. This is about the so-called Dreamers. So President Obama allowed these folks to stay. These are people whose parents came here and they were children, not through any fault of their own. They didn't have papers and, you know, they went to school, often graduate school, professional degrees, incredibly accomplished people, pay their taxes and so on. And then President Trump comes along and wants to abolish DACA and remove these people by executive order from the United States. And he first had a plan through executive order, and it failed in the U.S. Supreme Court because the administration offered what the Supreme Court called capricious explanations for its decision. It couldn't even get its story straight. And it's kind of hard to lose in this Supreme Court if you're President Trump, but he managed to make it an art form. The Supreme Court basically said they couldn't trust Donald Trump's explanations. So President Biden's executive order from last week calls on the Department of Homeland Security to, quote, preserve and fortify DACA by all appropriate means. And that means an estimated 646,000 Dreamers are going to have their DACA status protected. And the incoming Secretary of Homeland Security is also expected to accept new applications to DACA after a three-year hiatus, a decision that's going to affect an estimated 685,000 more of these people. These are people who have the, you know, advanced degrees and who are contributing to society and doing everything right. Look, DACA was always intended to be a temporary program, but I think we all should be grateful it turned out to be less temporary than the Trump administration. President Biden's order is great news for the country. As I say, many DACA recipients have all sorts of advanced degrees and they perform essential services, they're on the front lines and the like. The only downside, it seems to me, is for the Trump children. I mean, sure, some of them can put on their resumes White House advisor, but how are they expected to compete against people who have actual credentials like the Dreamers? So that's executive order one. Executive order two, the border wall. President Biden is bringing construction on Trump's much ballyhooed border wall to a close. The president's order commits to a pause on all construction. The move is a sea change from Donald Trump, who was so desperate to finish the wall that he unconstitutionally siphoned funds off from the Pentagon to do so. And here I thought Mexico was supposed to pay for the wall. Of the $10.8 billion apportioned for contracts related to the wall, about $6 billion has already been spent. and President Biden gave his administration 2 months to figure out how much it would cost to cancel these contracts and whether the money can be spent elsewhere. Now, Steve Bannon, of course, is disappointed by the decision, mostly, I think, because he was hoping to raise enough money for the wall so that he could just get a bigger boat. Now, in all fairness, with this order, I find this like the one time I actually want President Biden to learn a skill from Donald Trump. How do you renege on a contract? That's Executive Order 2. Executive Order 3, the census. In July 2019, President Trump issued an executive order that attempted to exclude undocumented immigrants from the census count. Now, the census count is part of our Constitution. It's required every 10 years. And Trump's executive order was actually a remedial measure because he had earlier tried another executive plan to try and eliminate, to try and ask on the census question, a citizenship question. Are you a citizen? Even though his own Census Bureau said doing so was going to destroy the legitimacy of the census questionnaire. Now, he claimed he was doing it to enforce the Voting Rights Act, which is funny because everyone knows that President Trump didn't even know there was a Voting Rights Act, and they never enforced it one whit. And that case went to the Supreme Court. I was involved in that one. And they lost the Trump administration 5-4 in an amazing decision by the Chief Justice that basically said the Trump administration lied to the Supreme Court. It was remarkable. So anyway, President Trump, upon getting that, tried a whole bunch of other executive order shenanigans, and all of those collapsed too, leading to President Biden's new executive order, which calls for all United States residents to be counted in the census in accordance with, you know, those fusty legal texts like the 14th Amendment. This executive order restores practices to the census practices that have been in place since the nation's founding. You know, nothing says radical socialist agenda quite like making it a day one priority to ensure something happens the exact same way it has for the last 100+ years. The order is great news, but in many ways, I kind of wish they called the census order something like, quote, make the census boring again, because it sounds like so technical, but this is a really big deal. The census governs federal budget dollars, like how much you're going to get for highways in a particular state, perhaps even pandemic relief and things like that. And it also governs congressional apportionment, like how many seats someone gets in Congress. And, you know, I want to tell you one very telling anecdote today. I saw Senator Cornyn tweeting today, essentially making fun of President Biden, saying, you know, how stupid Biden was because now Texas is going to get one or two more Republican seats in Congress as a result of this apportionment decision because they have more undocumented folks in Texas. And I have to tell you my reaction because it was really like, my God, isn't this what we want as a country? A president who does what's right and legal, and he does it even if it's going to hurt his party. I mean, you've heard people like me say for 4 years, country over party, country over party. President Biden is showing he actually believes it. I found the comment today so telling. Okay, another executive order on eviction. So President Biden extended a federal moratorium on evictions. And he also asked federal agencies to prolong a moratorium on federally guaranteed mortgages. And these extensions will run at least till the end of March. And the pause also includes, and this is real important and near dear to my heart, interest and principal payments on federal student loans until at least the end of September. Now, Trump had issued some of these orders previously, but declined to extend them before the end of his term. And the Trumps, of course, in a way, continue to get special treatment. I mean, everyone else has gotten a pause on evictions, but not the Trumps. Now, another executive order. This one's about bear's ears, and this isn't one you probably read about, but it is of a lot of personal importance to me because I've been fighting this for a few years now with my amazing colleague, Tom Schmidt. So 2 years ago, Donald Trump downsized two national monuments, Bear's Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante. These are majestic monuments, and the conservation groups at the time called it the largest elimination of protected land in the history of the United States. President Biden has now issued an executive order to review the boundaries of those monuments. The review doesn't commit him to any position, but it's made conservation groups optimistic about the land's fate. And the move here pairs with a bunch of different environmental measures, including a reassessment of commercial fishing off of New England and a moratorium on oil and gas leasing in the Arctic. And finally, I couldn't do these executive orders without covering the 1776 Commission. Okay, so in September, Donald Trump, in reaction to the phenomenal New York Times 1619 project, decides to put together an 18-member 1776 commission to create a new pro-American curriculum. Now, on Monday of last week, with time running out, just 2 days left in the administration, we learned just what Donald Trump meant by pro-American. The commission issued a report which attacked intellectuals, compared progressivism to fascism and slavery, and called John C. Calhoun the leading forerunner of identity politics. The report drew intense criticism from academics, many of whom noted that the commission didn't have a single professional historian on it. President Biden issued an executive order that revoked the commission and that removed this joke report from the White House website. I mean, this report was really written in third grade English. If one of my students turned that in, they'd get a D. The 1776 Commission presented a shockingly bad view of American history. But it's still impressive in a way that the report only lasted 2 days. I mean, even Trump University managed to stick around for a few years. Okay, well, that's it for Courtside for tonight. I'll see you next week. Have a great week.